With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Sears' plan to close more stores before the end of the year leaves a void in the retail space that's likely to be filled by competitors this holiday season.
Sears' bankruptcy filing creates opportunities for other retailers like especially JCPenney, which is its closest competitor and has really been struggling as well. But it gives Penny, which just started selling appliances again, the chance to pick up a lot of business that Sears will be giving up.
Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner has the details. But first, these top stories. Fidelity Investments is one of the first Wall Street giants to wade into cryptocurrency, saying it will trade Bitcoin and Ether for hedge funds and other professional investors. Most large financial services firms have shied away from trading digital currencies due to concerns over risk and regulations. Observers say the move will give digital currency more mainstream credibility. A new report finds most of the background music you're hearing in retail stores and restaurants may not be licensed. A new report from Nielsen Music estimates that businesses who play music from streaming services like Spotify and Apple Music are underpaying by as much as $2.65 billion. That's because businesses are supposed to pay licensing fees to play music from most streaming services, and several services don't permit commercial use of songs from their sites. Climate change is causing new problems for beer makers, but as they take steps to maintain the supply of barley, a new study finds they may not be doing enough to stay ahead. Researchers used computer models to predict warming trends through the end of the century and found that barley yields could decline between 3% and 17%. In the worst-case scenario, they found that beer prices could double, with U.S. consumption falling 20%. A direct-to-consumer scrubs company is on track to earn $100 million in revenue this year. The startup Figs was launched in Los Angeles in 2013 and made a mark on the healthcare industry with its marketing and products. The Wall Street Journal's Jacob Gallagher writes that Figs is doing for scrubs what Warby Parker did for glasses. Still to come, how Sears' bankruptcy filing changes the retail landscape. Sears' bankruptcy filing on Monday marks a dramatic downfall for one of the 20th century's biggest retailers. And it's a sign of the dramatically changing retail landscape amid shifting consumer tastes and the dominance of e-commerce. Joining us now with more on Sears and what its downfall means for other retailers is Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner. So, Suzanne, in your piece for the Journal, you talk about what's sort of become a bygone era now, the age of big retailers and their big catalogs, and it strikes me just how different the experience of shopping is these days. Even from a decade or two ago, I can remember as a kid going shopping at usually one of the big three at that time, Sears, JCPenney, or Macy's. And that kind of experience and having those anchors in malls is really not how shopping is working anymore.
Well, Sears really is the last of the true department stores, you know, a place where you could find everything under one roof. You've had stores like, you know, Macy's and JCPenney years ago get out of things like appliances and TVs and, you know, but Sears really was still the one of the few places where you could get everything, you know, from tools to prom dresses. And as it has continued to shrink, that has put a lot of market share up for grabs. JCPenney, which had gotten rid of appliances, you know, two decades ago, recently brought them back in for the sole purpose of picking up customers that had stopped shopping at Sears. So you're going to have this market share battle go on, especially this holiday season, where companies like Best Buy, JCPenney, Home Depot are going to be vying for that customer that's not shopping at Sears anymore.
So Sears was struggling for a while, 7 years of losses. And even some of its closest competitors, as you mentioned, Macy's and JCPenney, what does the fall of Sears mean for their future?
You know, well, Penny is very much up in the air. They are struggling. They just brought on a new CEO, so we'll see how she does. But, you know, they've cycled through several leaders who have not been able to turn that business around. They're not as weak as Sears, but, you know, if things don't improve for them, they could be not far behind in a few years. And Macy's has struggled too, but they've made a lot of investments in their business, and they seem to be turning a corner this year. We'll see how that plays out with them.
And in your piece, you also talk about companies that have been able to emerge from bankruptcy, although in different ways or smaller ways, like Payless Shoe Source. And on the other hand, we have companies like Toys R Us that seem to be having a tougher time. What can you tell us about the prospects for a reemergence of Sears?
You know, a lot of retailers go into bankruptcy thinking they can restructure only to find out that they, you know, it's a death knell for them. And Sears is obviously hoping it can come out smaller and more nimble. But it raises questions if they do come out with just 300 stores, will they have the scale and the buying power to really compete? I'm not really sure what their place in the world will be when you have Walmart and Target and Home Depot with hundreds and thousands of stores, and then, you know, a very, very scaled down Sears. What is their proposition?
And of course, in addition to all those brick and mortar retailers that you mentioned, obviously the rise of e-commerce and the continued dominance of Amazon.
Sears CEO Eddie Lampert, I think he really saw early on how e-commerce would change retailing. And his hope was that he could turn Sears fast enough to meet those changes. You know, he clearly was not able to do that. But, you know, Amazon is a once-in-a-generation company, and they have put everybody else on the defensive trying to compete with them. So that continues to be a big challenge.
And you mentioned the holiday season a little bit earlier. The Wall Street Journal has been reporting a lot on how the fall of Toys R Us and other big retailers changes the holiday shopping season. How about retailers like Sears? I mean, by the end of this year, we could potentially just have a couple hundred of them left.
I mean, Sears still has a pretty dominant share in things like tools and appliances. So people are going to, you know, may not be as willing to buy their appliances at Sears because, you know, who knows about that warranty and will Sears be around in a year? So I think a lot of that market share is going to be up for grabs. In apparel and some other areas, you know, I think Sears just looms much larger in the American imagination than it does as a business because it's been shrinking now for a long, long time.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Suzanne Kapner joining us in our studio to talk about Sears. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.